Seattle targets table scraps. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Seattle City Council is determined to make Seattle America's first zero-garbage city, and so has voted unanimously to require mandatory recycling of table scraps. City Councilman Richard Carlin says all single-family homes will have to sort out and recycle their food waste by 2009.
What we want to do is to take some of those resources we'd be spending on throwing garbage away and start using garbage as a resource instead.
Yes, use garbage as a resource instead. However, there is no market yet for table scraps, and so in addition to having to sort them out, residents will have to pay to recycle them. And so now, the question that all environmentally conscious Seattleites are asking is, how the heck do I get out of this? I mean, you can avoid traffic by riding your bike. You can avoid rising rents by living in a park or camping in one of the four tent cities in the area. But how do you get around being forced to pay to recycle your table scraps? Well, there's only one way. You eat them, because this is only the beginning.
We are putting a cap on the amount of waste that we're going to send to landfills.
And the big problem is, you people who cut the crusts off your peanut butter sandwiches, who peel the skin off your fried chicken, who pick the bacon bits out of your quiche, that stuff is choking the landfills. So if you visit us here in Seattle, don't be surprised if you were politely requested to eat the eggplant skins, the carrot tops, and the soggy peppers at the bottom of the cashew chicken. When cities start charging you to process your table scraps, heck, you might as well process them yourself. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.